Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to study the theme education. Lesson 6, more lessons from the Master Teacher. Our memory text: Then Jesus said to him, "Go your way. Your faith has made you well." And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus on the road. Mark chapter 10, verse 52. Sandy, instead of hiding, we are with Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, but a dramatic change has been. After they had eaten from the forbidden tree, something happened. Their clothes of light disappeared. They had something very special, and now it was gone. And they looked at themselves, they were naked, and they tried to find something for their nakedness. The light had gone. And then, what did they do? They tried to hide themselves. Why so? In the past, whenever God came, they were happy that he came. But now, they were afraid of God's coming. Now that's strange, isn't it? In the past, they longed for a meeting. They had a desire to come together with their Father in heaven. But now, they were not so much interested in conversation and communication with the Heavenly Father. They had a bad conscience and tried to get away. And then I heard the voice, "Adam, where are you?" Now he was here. "Where are you? Have you eaten from the forbidden tree of good and evil? Where are you?" And this is God's question to the very day. He asks you, "Where are you? Why do you hide yourself? Come forward." He has found a solution for repairing the gap between man and Creator. The bad conscience. I heard a story from a Lutheran pastor. He had been in a Bible study home circle with me. And when he came home, they had a dog. They could not find the dog. And they looked around. Yeah, and they found the doggy in a corner on a little table, made itself small as possible, and what had happened? And then they tried to take him out of the corner and didn't want to, and then was there on the ground, head in the neck, what's on here? And then they went around. When they came into the living room, then they saw it. The little catch there. He had yum 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 with his teeth, leather and a dog's teeth. Can you imagine how this couch looked like? You could throw it away. And the dog had a bad conscience. Isn't that interesting? Even a dog knows what is right and what is wrong. So even more a human being. But God has built a bridge across the gap so that this can be repaired.